60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. But first, I know everybody is tired as usual to start the show, but not me today. I'm very excited.
Oh, you are, huh? Did you get like, what, 2.5 hours of sleep, you weirdo?
Yeah, for you, that's a lot.
About 3 hours.
Oh, you know? I thought you were looking rested.
Thank you, but that's not why I'm excited. It's a big weekend coming up, big holiday for me.
Ooh, what's that?
A holiday this in weekend? The middle of July?
Yep. This weekend is National Parents Day.
What?
You're not a parent, man.
Yeah.
It's a day to celebrate those people who did a very naughty thing a long time ago and produced a tiny little naughty person.
Wait. Not only are you not a parent, you're not a huge fan of your own parents. So.
Yeah.
Well, I do know technically, Brooke, you're the only person on this show that has actually produced fruit from her loins.
Yes. That's what I call them.
That's a weird way to say it.
Hello,
but
fruit.
That doesn't mean that I'm not excited too, because I consider everybody who listens to this show to be my children.
Oh, I see.
That's cute.
You've had a lot of babies then.
A lot of babies. Some that I'm proud of. Yeah. Most of them very disappointed in. You know who you are.
I think
if you're listening right now.
They're probably the same about you. That's fine.
But it is okay because Daddy still loves you. And I know that all of you will be sending me gifts this weekend, and that's exciting.
Now
I see.
I get it.
Yeah, there it is.
But also, please, I need to make a note. None of that thought that counts crap. Daddy has expensive taste, okay?
Does anyone else find it weird that there's a Parents' Day when there's already a Mother's Day and a Father's Day?
Yeah, they're milking this.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, I'm a parent, but even so, like, this seems like overkill.
They really are. It's a little bit piling on, I think.
Yeah.
Also, another note, Daddy is also willing to accept risque photos from his hottest children.
Okay, so. That is disgusting.
From his hottest children.
Start texting in your praise now to 78592. Tell Daddy how much you love him, or better yet, show Daddy how much you love him.
I am so grossed out right now.
All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song or the haiku poem that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. Do you want a song or do you want a haiku today? And Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Ah, I got my own name.
Yourself again? Okay. All right. Well, while he's got the shock collar, putting that on. Jeffrey, please. Read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
The Major League Baseball team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, got their name when they used to be based out of Brooklyn, New York, and fans would have to dodge trolley cars to get to the stadium.
Oh, that's
also,
awesome.
Also, Cincinnati Reds were cleverly named after their red uniforms.
Oh,
really? They were named after the uniforms?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
But did you know there's another professional sports team that actually got their team name from a blockbuster movie that came out in the 1990s? The film was so popular that when the city had to choose a name for their team, fans decided to draw the name from that movie. Which professional sports team got its name from a 90s film?
Whoa, wow. That's crazy.
This is super easy. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I know it, but I feel like this is really easy.
I'm thinking baseball right now, and I can't think, but he's a professional sport, so I got to think of everything. So football. And
you're the biggest sports fan on the show, too.
I know. So I'm trying to think.
Can you really not think of who it is?
Not right now.
Yeah, what is your first
guess? So wait, you both just know it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, newer teams.
It's only because it was a movie I loved.
I'm trying to think of, like, newer teams, and I'm still focusing on baseball. Something like the Marlins, and I'm thinking, like, but that's obviously named after, like, the Marlins in Florida that are, you know.
Not obviously. I mean, look at the Cincinnati Reds.
That's true. Yeah. They were named after their uniforms.
And don't you remember that huge blockbuster movie, Marty the Marlin?
Yeah, I remember that one.
In the 90s, yeah.
Free Marlin,
yeah,
isn't
free
that
Marlin.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah. It was Free Marty.
What if it, okay, so what if it's basketball? Was there the Trailblazers? Wasn't there like an old Western movie?
Space Jam, the NBA team.
Yeah. And the Blazers have been around since like the 70s, I think.
Oh, yeah. So, newer teams. All right, football. Newer football teams. Who are the Tampa
Carolina,
Bay Buccaneers?
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
Texans.
Oh, I just thought of it.
What is it?
Oh man, I think I got it. It was one of the best movies ever. Is it really though? Is it really that?
Say it.
Well, it's one of my favorite football films of all time. Remember the Titans and the Tennessee Titans.
That's right? Not what I was thinking.
That's not what I was thinking.
Nope.
Really?
No. That's
remember
a good guess though.
With Denzel Washington and the Titans were like an expansion team from the NFL. I think in the 90s.
That's a good guess.
Guys were thinking?
Nope, not what I was thinking.
I'm going with Titans. I think you guys are wrong, and I'm right.
Titans, final answer.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Now I'm freaking out. Should I switch?
Go.
All right. I'm going Titans. Remember the Titans, Jeffrey.
All right, you're going Titans. Brooke,
yes.
What do you think it is? Just curious.
The Mighty Ducks.
Is that what Jubal thinks?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I didn't even think of hockey at all.
There's a well-known professional sports team that many people don't realize actually got their name from a movie that came out in 1993. It was a tiny little film called Jurassic Park.
What?
Was so popular that when the city of Toronto got a new basketball team the next year, the fans voted to name their team after one of the stars of that film, and now they became the Toronto Raptors.
Wow.
Suck it, you guys. You should all get shocked.
Wow.
we all thought we knew it.
Is that what
I couldn't believe it.
Did you think the Mighty Ducks?
I thought the Mighty Ducks, too. And I was like, Jeff, why are you asking such an easy question?
Yeah, you're going to rip Jeff so hard.
Yeah. All right, well, you got the question wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Tub Thumpin' by Chumbawamba.
Oh.
You can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
All right. We good? He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times, he sings a song that remind him of the bad times. Oh, Danny boy. Ow.
That was really enjoyable.
I don't know why it was more enjoyable than usual today. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Move at 92.5.
Hey, it's Alicia Cara.